Books on Tape presents There's a Slight Chance I Might Be Going to Hell, a novel of sewer pipes, pageant queens, and big trouble, by Lori Notaro, read by Susan Deniker. Prologue. Spring, 1956. The moment the girl stepped onto the stage, the circle of a spotlight swung toward her, announcing her presence above the audience in a sheer, clean illumination. The crowd before her suddenly quieted, as if expecting something truly spectacular to occur. It would have to be spectacular. After all, Mary Lou Winton, the contestant before her, had let loose a greased baby pig on stage, which she managed to lasso, hogtie, and brand with a branding iron fashioned to look like a sewer pipe, no less, in a definitive 9 seconds flat. It was, in fact, confirmed by the audience, who counted down as Mary Lou whipped that rope and then stomped over to plunge the glowing iron. And it was further rumored that Ruth Watson was planning to bring her rifle out onto the stage and shoot every winged fowl right out of the sky, all in her evening gown attire for her talent segment. Farm antics, the girl scoffed to herself, wondering if such a thing really could be considered as a talent or just an episode of unfortunate breeding. She knew she could not let any of that concern her as she looked out over the crowd, searching the faces. She knew almost everyone, everyone who was waiting to hear her sing. She smiled softly, an expression that seemed gentle. "If only I had ruby slippers," she thought to herself. "The light that would have caught them would have been astounding."